Hi, I'm Jody Paulson with What They Don't Tell You. The great yogi Paramahansa Yogananda once described an aspect of higher consciousness as having the ability to discern truth from misguided imagination. He called it wisdom. To quote him, "I do not accept anything just because somebody else has said so." Now, I don't make any claim to higher consciousness, but it seems to me that the United States is only now beginning to stir from one of the worst delusions of misguided imagination in its 230-year history. We are facing a crisis of legitimacy, the extent of which would shock most Americans if they were only aware of it. It has often been said that Americans are the most lied to people on earth. But things have gone way beyond the paternalistic sugarcoating many of us have grown up with. For me, it started November 8, 2000, at about 2 in the morning. I had stayed up all night trying to find out who won the election, and it hit me. We no longer had a free press. These guys didn't want Al Gore to win. No way, no how. And a few weeks later, it seemed as if Al Gore himself didn't even want to win, the way he dismissed the Black Congressional Caucus's plea for debate over election irregularities. Under the assumption that this is a free country, which is true only as long as we are willing to fight to keep it that way, I'm going to tell you what truth I discern. George W. Bush was illegitimately installed as our leader, not once, but twice. The war in Iraq is an illegitimate war. The reasons that were trumped up to begin it have now been proven false, with no consolation for the 2,000 dead and several thousand crippled Americans sent to fight it, not to mention the millions of Iraqis who have suffered, have been crippled, or killed since its misguided inception. While I'm at it, let's talk about the legitimacy of the 9/11 Commission, who wouldn't even discuss Operation Able Danger, a military intelligence unit that had identified Mohammed Atta and other hijackers a year before the attacks, despite the fact that the commission received not one but two briefings from former team members. Did they even consider others' claims that the destruction of the Twin Towers and WTC-7 appeared to be controlled demolitions? No, that wasn't within the scope of their investigation. Nor, I'm sure, was the fact that many named hijackers were reported alive after September 11, 2001. What could possibly be legitimate about the torture conducted at Abu Ghraib? The category of enemy combatant at Guantanamo Bay? How legitimate are a UN ambassador and the head of the Justice Department's criminal division, both tainted by scandal, who got to bypass Senate confirmation? Fake reporters engaged in literal or symbolic prostitution. The gutting of our Bill of Rights in the name of the war on terror. This entire administration is illegitimate. Why do we put up with it? In the words of Michael Moore, we live in a time where we have fictitious election results that elect a fictitious president, sending us to war for fictitious reasons. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.